And just moments ago, Alphabet posted fourth quarter results that beat estimates across most major metrics. Now, the company also announced a 20-for-1 stock split. And Daniel Flax, Neuberger Berman senior research analyst, is here with more. Now, Daniel, that stock split definitely caught our attention here at Yahoo Finance. What do you think was behind this move here for Alphabet?
I think they may want to make the share price a little more accessible to some investors who would prefer to own a $150 stock or more of a $150 stock versus a $2,500 or $3,000 stock. But stepping back, I think what's going to matter most for the shares is their ability to innovate, to grow, to deliver value to the users, to the advertisers. And so that, I think, will matter certainly a lot more than the stock split. And the results this quarter attest to strong performance.
Let's talk more about those results. I just did some simple math looking at the total revenues and looking at the advertising business, which we know historically has come in above 80%. And I remember a time when just years ago, it was sitting at about 86% of their business on a quarter over quarter basis. But we're seeing that tick now down to 81%. And the significance of that is because you're seeing the growth in Google Cloud as well. Where do the opportunities, especially as they relate to the margins that this company is going to be able to see in the future beyond advertising, where does that lie for Google and how can they continue to lean into the cloud at this particular point?
I think the cloud is one of the biggest and perhaps somewhat most underappreciated elements of the story here. I think the company is very early in their build out of the cloud business, but you have strong leadership with Thomas Kurian and the rest of the team there. And when we speak to buyers, they are getting a lot of value from the Google Cloud Platform in key areas like analytics. So I think it makes sense to be investing aggressively as the company is doing. You're seeing strong top-line performance. I think you will get to profitability over the next few years. And then importantly, beyond that, this can contribute to the free cash flow generation of the overall company. I think it strengthens the Alphabet story, having this third leg of the stool, if you will, along with search, which remains very durable, and YouTube, which is also a very attractive asset and in many ways is just getting going.
Well, in terms of the competitive landscape, though, for cloud, of course, Google Cloud revenue was up about 45% year over year in this latest quarter. Microsoft just reported last week that its Azure revenue growth was up by a similar margin for its latest quarter. Is Google Cloud growing fast enough to keep up with Microsoft Azure and Amazon Web Services when you think about these larger competitors?
I think Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure, they remain formidable. They're leaders. I think what's important is that the overall market is growing and that there's room for a few companies and a few more beyond that to be successful over the next several years. The key really is around the innovation. So, for example, if Google Cloud is able to offer key innovation in key areas like artificial intelligence or analytics, when we speak to customers, they're going to put workloads on the Google Cloud. That is not to say that Amazon Web Services and Azure can't also be successful in many of their key services. When we think about this opportunity, this is multi-year. As we've talked about in the past, this cloud story, as big as these companies are getting, it's still relatively early. So we see room for Google Cloud and Azure and Amazon Web Services to be successful over the next 2 or 3 years.
Okay, earlier, kind of right before the close, we were discussing some of the gaming acquisitions that we've seen. Of course, Google's Play has been Stadia, and it's been some of the strategic partnerships along the way. Is Google due for an acquisition, a major one, in the gaming space from this point?
Google, like all the other technology platforms, I think is going to look to innovate, to develop, in this case, games on its own, perhaps, but it's also going to license and could look to acquire some gaming assets. I think we'll have to see with Microsoft and its own gaming strategy, certainly with Activision, whether a deal of that size will get approved. I think anything that Google or the other platforms might look to do from an acquisition standpoint will rightfully get a lot of scrutiny. But I think over the next few years, Google will continue to look at ways to augment, to strengthen its gaming platform. This shift to cloud gaming is very early. And so I think the experience will continue to get better and better. And if you're Google, it makes sense to look for ways to both license content, perhaps have some of your own, but really ensure that the user experience is first rate. That in my view is what is what's going to help drive growth.
Daniel, we're seeing shares of Pinterest, Snap, and Meta, Facebook all up in after-hours trading in sympathy with Alphabet after these earnings results. Do you think there's anything that we can glean, any positive information in terms of the broader internet advertising landscape that you think potentially bodes well here for these companies as we soon get their results as well?
I think the environment remains healthy overall. All these companies are cyclical, and they're parts of the economy that are improving. So, for example, travel helped Google. I would suspect it's going to help Facebook and some others as we look forward to their results. But the key for each one of these companies is going to lie in their ability to innovate, to be able to create a lot of value for their users as well as the advertisers on the other side. So I think the read through from Google is that the environment overall remains healthy. I think as we all appreciate, these companies, you mentioned Snap or Pinterest, certainly Facebook as well, they have to navigate, as Google does, that some of the changes from the Apple iOS updates. And so all of those companies need to continue to refine their measuring and targeting and their tool sets to make sure that advertisers can realize their returns. But overall, I think a positive that we're seeing from Google here in terms of the demand backdrop. But ultimately, it's going to be about the innovation.